Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the marriage program on Radio Islam International on this Saturday morning. It's just gone 10 minutes past at the hour of 10, and hope you're having a beautiful Saturday morning and a beautiful weekend thus far. Coming up in the program this morning, we'll first be doing the nikah announcements, and thereafter we'll continue with our discussion on the five love languages. Last week we spoke on the topic of giving gifts. This week we look at words of affirmation. That is the topic that we have for you, taking us till about 10:30. Then we have the 100 ways to show your love. We shared the first tip last week. We'll be sharing a second tip this week. And after 10:30, we will be joined by Muallima Abira Peer. As you know, Muallima has been a guest on the marriage program for the better part of a year now. And she shares with us advices and also her experiences when dealing with marital issues. Last week, we spoke about getting through to your spouse during tough times. This week, we speak about habits that we build in us, these toxic habits that we build in, within ourselves and within our relationships that can cause a bit of discomfort, unhappiness, and unnecessary confusion and turbulence in a marriage. So that is after 10:30, inshallah. Right now, we take a look at the nikah announcements. We begin with the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أعلنوا النكاح واجعلوا في المساجد. Announce the nikah and perform them in the masjids. For a list of the first night sunnats, please email hbabat@radioislam.co.za. The nikah of Ashraf Gangat, the son of Ayub and Gori of Johannesburg, to Shaheen Hafiji, the daughter of Abbas and Aisha of Roshnim. This nikah took place on the 21st of July after Maghrib Salah. That is the nikah of Ashraf Gangat to Shaheen Hafiji. Nikah took place on the 21st of July after Maghrib Salah. The nikah of Hafiz Asad Haji Muhammad Manikwari, the son of Zahid Ahmed and Hashmet of Binoni, to Zakira Asak Bana, the granddaughter of the late Suleiman Sali and Zuleika Beni, and the daughter of Firoz and Zahida Khan of Binoni. This nikah taking place later today, that is the 29th of July at 3 p.m. The venue is Masjidul Ansar, Lakefield, Binoni. That is the nikah of Hafiz Asad Haji Muhammad Manikwari to Zakira Asak Bana. Nikah taking place later today, the time 3 p.m. The venue Masjidul Ansar, Lakefield, Binoni. The nikah of Tashreeq Lee of Pit Latif to Amira Jogi, the daughter of Roshni Jogi of Lanesia. This nikah taking place after Asr Salah. This nikah taking place after Asr Salah at the Sabri Chisti Masjid. That is the nikah of Tashreeq Lee to Amira Jogi. Nikah taking place later today, the 29th of July, after Asr Salah, the venue Sabri Chisti Masjid. And the nikah of Muhammad Ahmad, the son of Imtiaz and Hajara of Lanesia, to Nazira Ismail, the daughter of Dr. Harun Baki and Khadija Ismail of Lanesia. This nikah taking place tomorrow, the 30th of July at 11 a.m. The venue is Masjid Hamza in Lanesia. The nikah of Muhammad Ahmad to Nazira Ismail, nikah taking place on the 30th of July at 11 a.m. The venue is Masjid Hamza in Lanesia. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah fill their marriages with happiness, with barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a pious offspring. 40 minutes past the hour of 10, we take a short break. When we come back, we continue with the discussion, the five love languages. Yes, this is the marriage program on Radio Islam International, keeping your company up until 11, inshallah. Right, in the first segment of the program, we are discussing the five love languages. And this was a book that was written by Gary Chapman. And in this book, he describes, you know, the love languages. And as the primary forms in which we communicate love. So you have giving gifts. This is a way to communicate your love. Hearing and speaking words of affirmation, engaging in physical touch, doing acts of service, and spending quality time. And then he goes on to explain. He says that most individuals, you know, would appreciate and place value on all of them, on all of these five. But every person and every individual has one or two primary languages that they respond to in the best way. So it is upon us to learn and to study and to understand that which love is most appreciated by our spouse. And then when we understand which one they best respond to, then to take advantage of that. Doesn't mean you leave the others out. You don't focus on the other four, on the other three, but you show more attention to the one that they respond to best. So last week we spoke about giving gifts, and it doesn't have to be restricted or limited to a certain period or a certain time in our relationship, but just giving a person a gift to show them that you appreciate them and that you think of them. And we know the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that give gifts, this will create love between one another. So last week we spoke about this yet. Today we speak on the second point, the second of the five love languages, and that is speaking words of affirmation. And this language, it can be sometimes a bit difficult to recognize, but to implement it is very simple. So if you have figured out that you know that your spouse feels most loved when they are praised, or when they are thanked, or when they are shown some appreciation, then you should use this to your advantage, you know. Like, just to be romantic, choose a different way of saying that thank you, or choose a different way of showing them how much you love them. And together with using these words, we should also couple it with our actions. You know, verbally acknowledging something that he or she has done, or something that they have accomplished, or just telling them how proud you are of them when they have accomplished something. And sometimes you got to do a bit, you know, a bit extra. You got to show it through your actions as well. So for a spouse who responds the best to this love language, which we would call, you know, a words person, you know, they feel the safest when they hear how the other half thinks of them, how the other half thinks of them. So like, you just tell them that, you know what, I love you. This, you know, would no doubt warm their hearts. But if you tell them why you love them, this would now really have an impact on them. So one is when you just say, I love you, and no doubt everyone appreciates that, and everyone would love to hear that. But when they are a words person, when their primary language is words of affirmation, then you'll find that when you explain to them why you love them, and you go into detail, they will really appreciate this. So it's all about, you know, encouragement with them. It's all about appreciating them. And sending that unexpected note, or that unexpected WhatsApp message, or like we said, you know, just leaving a card or leaving a note. These are things that we can do. And just giving compliments. You know, you got to just compliment them every day, or a few times a day, basically, with easy words. You know, it's not something difficult. It's not something that you really now need to sit down and think that, what should I say? Just a simple thing like, you know, you're such a great wife, or you are beautiful the way you are, things like this. So telling your husband that, you know what, thank you for all that you do around the house, or thank you for working so hard and helping us run this house, or, you know, I'm really lucky to have you. Just things like this. It's simple things that we need to say more often. And there are ways that a person can bring this into your life, and there are ways that you have to work on it. See, in every marriage and in every relationship, there has to be effort that has to be put into it in order for it to work. It's not just going to come like that. It's not just going to be easy and smooth sailing throughout the entire relationship, but rather there has to be some effort, and you have to put in a degree of effort in order to bring that relationship and to bring the happiness into that relationship. So what should you do if your spouse is their primary language, or their primary love language is words, if they are a words person? So first thing, tell them regularly what you love about them. You know, it's okay to, you know, you don't have to even only look at the physical aspect of it, that I love your eyes, or I like your hair. No, it doesn't have to be that. Remember that they are also a person, so you got to focus on it. You got to really look and think that, you know what, I love you for the person that you are, because you're so caring, because you're so loving, all of this here. And together with that, you know, when you're speaking on the phone, how many of us do this, and how many of us try to implement this, that before we hang up the phone, just to tell them that I love you. Sometimes we feel shy. We think that, you know what, my friends are around me, or my family is around me. I can't say that. But look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and take example from the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when that sahabi had asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom do you love most? This was now what we would call in a public gathering, it was in front of everyone. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, I love Aisha radiallahu anha the most. So, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could say there in open to the sahaba radiallahu anhum, why is it so difficult for us that if one or two friends are around us and we're hanging up the phone, just to tell our wife personally that I love you, do you sometimes feel that, you know what, it's too difficult for me to say this in front of them, people will look at me or people will think, what type of a person is this? But things like this, you have to keep on, appreciating and showing your love to them. And, complimenting them, appreciating them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person who does not appreciate people, that person that does not appreciate the people, then he does not appreciate and is not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the same way, that when it comes to our other relationships, whether it be at the workplace or between our friends, colleagues, we are always very thankful, we are always showing them that we are grateful for what they have done. But the most important relationship is with your spouse as well. So why don't we show that same level of appreciation when it comes to that? So also just complimenting them, telling them, about the way they dress or how they look in today. Notice the smaller things. And you'll find this also in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would call Aisha radiallahu anha Humaira, there is another narration in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if we take the literal meaning in Arabic, if you translate it, says that your eyes are so white, but what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was complimenting her on her eyes, that her eyes are so beautiful. So in this way, when you learn to do these things, and if your spouse's primary love language is words of affirmation, they will really appreciate it and will help to build that relationship, and encourage them and support them with words of encouragement, that if they are busy, every person has some goals, every person is working to fulfill some of their desires, or they have some focus in life. So help them in fulfilling those goals and fulfilling the dreams that they have, and be supportive of them in this year. They will really appreciate it if they are a words person. And on the other hand, what you shouldn't do, if you have now understood and you've studied and you've said that, my spouse best responds to this, that from the five love languages, this is what they respond to best, then what you shouldn't do and what should be a no-go for a person like this is that you shouldn't be rude to them, you shouldn't insult them, even if you just speak sometimes in a tone or in a manner that is, seen as abrupt. This would damage that connection between the two of you. And also, things like non-constructive criticism, or not recognizing or not appreciating the efforts that is done by the spouse. And I'll just touch on this as well, that, you have one thing that you should also, refrain from is giving fake compliments. That when it comes to this year, you got to be a bit balanced. That sometimes we have to appreciate, sometimes we have to thank them, and sometimes we have to be good to our spouses, but don't exaggerate it and don't make it, so unbelievable that they know that, this person is lying to me, this person is not speaking the truth. Because that also will then break the communication. Once they know that you've lied or it's not really what you feel, and they'll think that, this person, I don't know when they're speaking the truth or when they are lying. Are they just saying this to butter me up? Do they really want it? Do they really mean it? So be careful with that. Yes, sometimes we have to, we compliment them and we say things, but it shouldn't be, made obvious that, no, they are definitely lying. Why are they doing this to me? This is total disrespect. So be balanced in that as well. And that is with regards to a person who responds to words of affirmation and who you would get the best response from, and this is their love language. So, but in the end, let us remember that, regardless of whether your husband or your wife is a words person, it's very important to make verbal affirmation a habit. It's very important to this, whether or not they respond to it in the best way, whether or not it's their love language, but just to bring this into any relationship, just to learn to speak in this manner, you know, just to bring each other in the conversation with a heartfelt moment, you know, calling them beautiful, calling them handsome, whatever they best respond to. And you can make out a list of things that you should be saying and you should be doing in order to say to them and just to bring out that harmony in the marriage. So this is the second point that we looked at this week. Inshallah, in the coming weeks, we will continue with that with this topic, the five love languages. And there are other topics that we will touch on in the coming weeks that are part of the love languages, engaging in physical touch, doing acts of service, and spending quality time together. It's gone 10:30 on the marriage program. We now look at our 100 ways to love your spouse or to love someone. Last week we touched on the first point. This week we look at the second point.
100 ways to feel loved.
Yes, 100 ways to feel loved. What is it that you can do for your spouse? What is it that you can do in order to make them feel loved? And we said, you know, that over a time period, sometimes we forget about this. Sometimes we don't continue with this. So last week, the advice was, you know, don't forget to hug before you leave the house. You know, this type of gestures often go undervalued after a relationship has been going on for a while. So today, the advice is on 100 ways to feel loved is that tell them how special they are to you. And this goes beyond just saying, I love you, but rather really show them, tell them why you love them and why they are so special to you. So that is the second point on our segment. We will continue with it every week, just giving one point that we can bring into our relationship, that we can bring into our marital relationship, that will no doubt, inshallah, increase the love between one another. 29 minutes to the hour of 11, we take a short break. When we come back, we are joined by Muallima Abida Pir. 26 minutes to the hour of 11. This is the marriage program on Radio Islam International, and we are now joined by Muallima Abida Pir. Muallima, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And once again, jazakumullah khairan for joining us on the show. Last week, Muallima, we spoke about, you know, how to communicate to your spouse when you're going through a tough time. And there were certain points that we mentioned, you know, that you shouldn't always be raising your voice to get your point across. You know, this just escalates the tension. And realizing that you're not in it to win it, but rather the husband and the wife, they are a team that are working together in this relationship. And, you know, sometimes we need to ask the right questions, listen to your partner. These are some of the points that were made. And we continue with the discussion of communication, because it is essential. Communication is essential in a good relationship, in a good marital relationship. And today we speak about, Muallima, you know, that this toxic communication habits, that I won't say that will destroy your marriage, but rather, you know, it will create unnecessary confusion and turbulence in a marriage. That for most parts, you know, if you're not yelling and if you're not screaming at your spouse, you probably think that, you know, you have a decent marriage. But the problem with this notion is that it's pretty rare that a relationship goes from loving you to, you know, the opposite side where I hate you. It's a build-up of things that happen, that annoy the person, that leads to frustration, and then the relationship then falls apart or the relationship breaks. So we need to understand that what is it? What is it that sometimes leads us to this relationship, you know, entering this turbulence or bringing about this unhappiness and sadness in the relationship? So there are sometimes things that we do that are not healthy for the relationship. And there are some tactics that we use as husband and wife that we should really forget about and we shouldn't be using in the marriage. You know, they say that all is fair in love and war, but it's not really like that. You see, war is a tactical thing. When you go to war, you're trying to defeat your opponent and everything happens. But when it comes to love, you know, it shouldn't be used in this tactical way that, okay, I'm going to let them have the upper hand here, but I will remind them of that later in order to get my point across. So the one thing that we shouldn't be doing, and this is the first point we look at this morning, is that, you know, playing the scorekeeper. You know, that sometimes what happens in the relationship is that it comes that, you know, I'm always doing this, I'm always taking care of the children, I'm always doing everything around the house. And this then builds up. We keep a mental score of this. And then we keep on reminding them that, you know what, if you, you know, you never help me around. I'm always doing this, I'm always doing that. But your relationship shouldn't be treated in this way. It's not a game of, what have you done for me lately? What have I done for you? Or you don't appreciate the things that I do. But rather, there will be times in the relationship, Mualima, that, you know, when you got to do more. You got to maybe pull more weight. And other times where your partner is going to carry the load of the marriage. So then, rather than keeping track and, you know, and bragging about your numbers, about how much you do, you know that over time, both of the efforts will then contribute equally to your relationship success. So this is one thing that we should try to avoid if we would like to have a healthy relationship, is the scorekeeping, Mualima.
Mulana, you know, as you mentioned earlier in the program, you spoke about words of affirmation. And so, yes, what happens is that, you know, we have to look at this relationship. We have to look what marriage is about. It's a partnership. It's something, it's a relationship, you know, that binds two hearts together. And those two hearts, obviously, how are they bound together? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in love. And what we need to understand is that love is actually a very fragile thing. And so it's something that needs to be nurtured. It needs to be nurtured at all times. It's like a plant, you know, if for example, you have a small plant. That plant needs to be watered, it needs sunshine, it needs to be cared. You can't be treating it roughly and just, you know, pushing it around and shoving it everywhere because the leaves will fall off and it could break. And this is the thing about love, it's extremely fragile and it needs to be nurtured. And so, yes, when we use, and like you said, you know, when we are using negative words, for example, it corrodes those feelings. Those feelings of love that's supposed to be nurtured and to be developed all of the time. You know, what happens is that those feelings become corroded because there's a lot of anger, there's a lot of resentment that might come in. And so we really need to understand for this relationship, you know, to flourish and to be strong, is that we can never afford to be passive in the relationship. We have to be active and we also have to be proactive. And we can't also be reactive in this relationship and just reacting to what is being said and what is being done. So, yes, coming back to that, when we talk about keeping score, this is one of the things that really does impact very negatively on the relationship, because what happens, like you mentioned, Mulana, it's about I did this, you did that. You know, you're not doing this, I'm doing everything. And what happens in both parties, you know, if you think about, if a wife is complaining to the husband about what she does and her contribution, yes, in the home, the wife, obviously, she bears the brunt of all of the work in the home. But then we have to understand that the husband goes out to work, and he's providing for the family. And, you know, it's not an easy life out there in the world. So the wife needs to take cognizance of, you know, the role that the husband does play. And yes, sometimes and many times, obviously, the wife feels overwhelmed. She is overworked in the home. But then keeping score doesn't help. It doesn't help her, first of all, because the more she thinks and ponders about the things that he's not doing, he's not helping me, he's not, you know, even taking the baby to play with the baby, or he's not helping me with the dishes at night, or, you know, he comes home from work and he just sits there with his newspaper, or he's on his phone, or he's on his laptop, and I have to do everything. This puts her in a very negative frame of mind, and what happens is that resentment starts building up within her. Now, when a wife has all of these, you know, negative feelings that's boiling over, within her, what happens then is that she's going to lash out. When she needs to speak to the husband, she's not going to speak to him nicely, gently, or requesting, you know, can you please help me, or you would you mind doing this for me, or I'm a bit tired today, you know, would you mind if I didn't make roti today and I just gave you bread with your food, you know, to ask him lovingly, kindly. She will be blunt and angry, and she will be accusing. She will be saying things in an accusatory manner. She will be insulting towards him, and then so from her side she has this resentment building up, and then the husband, who should be, as you mentioned earlier, you know, use words of affirmation where we praise them, where we show them that we value them and we appreciate them, and when we want something from them, you know, ask them very nicely, very lovingly, respectfully. No, then, you know, with those negative words, the husband then has resentment that builds up in him, and he kind of then he then builds a wall around himself, and he doesn't want to hear all of this training and hear all these negative remarks. He doesn't want that he's lazy and that he's useless and that you know, he's good for nothing and he does nothing around the house, because he knows that he is contributing in his own way. So I think that is very important, you know, is when every person within the relationship says, you know, what do I have to do? What do I need to do to make this a happy, harmonious home? What do I have to do for my spouse, you know, to keep my spouse happy? And just even when we need to say something, that we don't make it as keeping a scorecard, you know, I did this, you don't do that. My family gives this, your family don't do this. These are all things that corrodes that love. It's damaging. It's extremely damaging for the relationship, because then what happens, remember, we are creatures of habit. And once we get into the habit, and this becomes our mode of running, this becomes our way, our mode of communicating. And you find people, you know, 20, 30 years into their marriage, and they're still communicating in this way. And it's a very toxic way of communicating.
Yes, Mualima, and, you know, we are discussing that these habits that we build in our relationship, whether it be that plain scorekeeper and I did this, you did that. And another one is that, you know, sometimes we're not very clear in our discussions with our spouse that, you know, one of the pillars, you know, of a marriage success is to be clear and honest in your communication. Sometimes we have this passive aggression, and it's this is almost the exact opposite, that, you know, we try to drop these subtle hints to get what you want from your partner, and you think that it's going to work, but sometimes this leaves both of you annoyed and both of you upset. You feel that, you know what, you've given the message across, you've done it in a subtle way, but your hints weren't helping, because they didn't understand, and it didn't really help in accomplishing what you want. So you just give an example. You say, you know, that is it smelling in the kitchen, or is there some smell in the kitchen? You want the garbage to be taken out, or you want the rubbish to be taken out. If you can just say clearly as well, and in the same way with the husband, that when you are speaking to your wife and when you are speaking to that, sometimes it works, but sometimes it just leaves both parties, that the one feels that my message is not being read and I'm not getting what I want, and the other one feels that why is this person annoyed at me? Why are they angry with me? I didn't even do anything wrong. So sometimes good, honest communication. It shouldn't be harsh, it shouldn't be stern, but just an honest communication helps in building a marriage. And this year could sometimes lead to building up of that toxic habits, which then later have an impact on the marriage.
Yes, what is very important, you know, and this we've discussed so many times within these marriage programs, it is about communicating effectively. And so what happens sometimes within marriages is that, you know, couples or husband or wife, they expect the other person to be a mind reader. And so we don't say clearly what we want to say. You know, we don't say what we mean, and we don't mean what we say. In other words, we expect the other person to know, you know, how we are feeling inside, when we are annoyed, when we are upset, when we feel resentment within us. And so what happens is that they drop hints, and they might say things And sometimes derogatory things are being said. They use derogatory words, and so this doesn't help a relationship at all. What we have to understand is, just like you mentioned, you have to be open and you have to be honest. You have to say exactly what you feel. But again, in saying that, in expressing that, we have to know there's a way of doing it. There's always a good way and there's always a bad way of doing things. There's a positive way and there's a negative way. And what is it that we want? We always want a positive outcome from any situation. So when we want a positive outcome, we have to then deal in a positive way. We have to be, like I said, we have to be proactive and not reactive, within our relationship. And part of that, being proactive, is to say exactly what you mean. So if you want something, or you want something done in a particular way, or you would like your spouse to do something for you, is to come out and in a very nice way, again, in a very loving way, and again, coming back to what you spoke about earlier, you know, words of affirmation. I love the way you do this. You know, I'd really appreciate it. You know, when you help me, it makes me feel so good, And tell them, you know, how you admire them and how good they are. And again, it's not about being false. Really look at the good, that the spouse has. You know, focus on that. Instead of focusing on negative, because what happens is that, you know, also in this passive aggressive issue, is that we're focusing on the negative. So you're seizing inside. The person is seizing inside. They have all this resentment building up, and they have all these negative words playing in their mind. He's so lazy. She's like this. She's useless. She can't even do this. He can't even do that. Can't help me when I need help. Can't you see that I'm very busy? You know, I'm overloaded with the kids and housework and in-laws and everything. So they have all this negative, vibes going on in the mind. And so all of that obviously builds resentment towards the spouse. And it doesn't help you as a person, because it makes you negative inside. It makes you, filled with anger and all of these negative feelings, which manifest itself in so many negative ways again. And it doesn't help for the spouse either. It doesn't help the relationship. It doesn't help the two to gel together, to understand what is happening, to understand what the other person wants and how they want it and what they would want from each other. And so, yes, we should be able to talk. We should be able to say, I'd really like it if you could just help me with this. I know you've had a busy day. And don't just accuse and say, you know, you come home from work, you sit there, you don't help me. But you can just tell the spouse, you know, I know you've probably had a heavy day yourself. I know it's stressful out there in the world, but can you please just help me with this? I really appreciate it, and I love the way you do this. You have such a good day with kids, and you know you have a better way of dealing with them than I do, or whatever. And so this is the thing: it's building that relationship, it's nurturing that relationship, and not just dropping hints and saying things and saying negative things. Because again, we have to look at the bigger picture. Because what is it? Are we nurturing? Are we nurturing this relationship? Are we nurturing the love? Because we don't want this love that we have to be corroded. And so this is why it's so important for us to be expressive and say, but say in a good way.
Yes, that's true, that to be able to express, you know, your feelings and be able to communicate in that way. Sometimes we feel we don't want to burden our partner because with the bad day that we're having, or you don't want to push them harder to find out what's really going on. But it makes things much easier when there is clear communication between the husband and the wife, letting them know how you feel. You know, if something is really bothering you, if something is troubling you, if something is on your mind, then you have to say it. You know, sometimes we tend to make a mystery for your partner to solve with limited resources, that they know they are married to me for such a long period of time. They should understand and they should know me. But no person is a mind reader. No person is able to just know exactly what is going on. And maybe your spouse also had a bad day, and now they're thinking that I need to apply my mind further to understand exactly what is going on. So they're too consumed with their own emotions. So it is one of the best ways forward, and that is something that you should try to bring into the relationship. Walima, we're going to take a short break, and inshallah, when we come back, there are one or two responses from the listeners that have sent through some messages. We will then share it with you, Walima, and then you could maybe help them with some of the issues that they are facing. 5 minutes to the hour of 11 on the marriage program here on Radio Islam International. One or two responses that have come through from the listeners seeking some advice from Mu'allima. Because of the time, we won't be able to share with you all of them. But there's just one here that says that, you know, Assalamu alaikum, can I please have some advice? I've been married for about 11 years. And in this time, my husband doesn't really allow me to go to my family and attend my family functions. And when I've tried to speak to him about this, he's always very stubborn. And he's only worried about his own happiness and not really thinking about mine. So, Walima, maybe share some advice with this listener on how to deal with a situation like this.
I think the most important thing here for the wife is to show the husband that she respects him, that she respects his wishes. Now, we need to maintain family ties, and we know also from a woman's perspective, you know, that you want to spend time with your mother, with your sister, your family, and so yes, it's something that you know every person wants, to be able to go out and to be able to spend that time together. What is important is not to turn this and not to use this as a weapon, you know, that is going to create friction within the marriage. One can understand from the lady's perspective how she might feel, but what is very important, remember that first comes the marital relationship. First comes your husband and what feels. And sometimes men are unfair and sometimes they are just plain unjust, but we have to understand that, you know, his feelings takes priority. And so, yes, let me respect my husband. Let me respect his wishes. And let me tell him that, you know, so for example, if there's a family function and she'd like to go, is to just mention to the husband, not even ask him whether she can go, to say that, you know, my family's having this function and I would really like to attend, but no, it doesn't make you happy, I'd rather not go. So what is she telling the husband? That she respects his wishes, that she respects him. And so, you know, when the husband sees that the wife respects him, and she's not into a fight and to an argument, and she's not getting all pulled up, go for the function or whatever, because there might be very good reasons why the husband doesn't want her to go. It might be, and I'm not saying this is the case, I'm just saying sometimes it happens that there are some un-Islamic, you know, activities that might take place, there might be intermingling, and the husband doesn't want his wife to be involved in those kinds of activities. So that could be one reason. We don't know what the reasoning is here. But when the wife respects the husband, and, you know, later on he can say, no, you know, my wife, she considers my, you know, my whatever I want and the rules of this home, and so let me also indulge her sometimes. Let me also, if it's sometimes we can go to my family functions, and yes, sometimes we can go to her family functions, and it's also important whether, you know, the sister, whether she goes to the family function, she invites the husband along, you know, or is it that she just wants to go on her own and spend time with her family. So there are so many dynamics that we need to look at into the whole thing, but the most important thing is to respect the husband, respect his wishes, let him know that you value him, you know, above your family, and that you respect him, and then slowly, you know, inshallah, you make dua and you ask Allah for help and guidance and to soften his heart, and you can, if he sees that the wife respects him, then he might soften and allow her to visit with her family, inshallah.
Yes, Jazakumullah khairan for that, Mu'allima. That in the coming weeks as well, the messages that are sent through by the listeners, we will share it with Mu'allima to respond to that. Mu'allima, Jazakumullah khairan again for joining us on the marriage program, inshallah. We'll speak to you next week when we continue with this discussion on communication, inshallah.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, that was Muallima Abida Peer, and I think she really summed it up well there. But to all, you know, the men that are listening and to all the guys that are listening out there, that you have to be fair as well. That if you expect your wife to attend all your family functions and to go with you everywhere whenever it's your family, you have to be considerate. You have to also keep in mind that, you know what, it's not only my way or the highway, but this relationship is, you got to give and take. You got to give a lot, actually, at times. So, in order for this relationship to work. And with that, we do come to the end of the marriage program this Saturday morning. We hope that you have a beautiful weekend. Inshallah, we will be back with you on Monday morning. From myself, Ibrahim Dai, and our studio operator, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.